Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports.
It's the Express Tour through the NBA. We call it the Daily Zap Tuesday night edition. 9 games. Hawks hosting the new-look Orlando Magic and Al Horford. Getting it done for Atlanta. They win it by 10. Horford a double-double, 24 points and 11 boards. Utah Jazz in Cleveland. They've owned the Eastern Conference this year, and they get it done again, 11-1 against Eastern Conference teams. They win this game by 11, 101-90. Pacers and the New Orleans Hornets. Danny Granger on the run. He gets the ball back. He throws it down. Pacers win it at the buzzer by a single. Final score, 94-93. The Bobcats in Washington, and Nick Young going to work. He has exploded of late. Nick Young goes for 21 points. The Wizards improve, winning it by 33, 108-75. The Dallas Mavericks trying to take down the Miami Heat, owners of a 12-game winning streak. Well, that winning streak is over. Dirk Nowitzki comes to town and wins it by 2 with his Mavericks final, 98-96. The Spurs and Suns meeting up down in Texas, and Phoenix shorthanded again tonight. Can't pull through twice in a row. They beat Oklahoma City last night. They lose in San Antonio tonight by 8. Milwaukee is Portland, and it didn't go well for the Bucks. They're without Brandon Jennings for 4 to 6 weeks. He's got a broken foot. The Trailblazers took advantage. They win this one by 26. LaMarcus Aldridge, a career-high 19 rebounds. Kevin Martin and his Rockets out in Golden State. And that's a nice-looking jump shot. Now, everybody loves this form, but that one went down. Golden State loses at home by 9 to Kevin Martin's Houston Rockets. And Eric Gordon going high to the rim for the L.A. Clippers. They win it out west at home over the Timberwolves. Big win for the Clippers. Final 113-90.
And welcome to another episode of the 15-Minute Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm well. How are you, Tom?
I'm here. I'm well. I'm ready to go. What's going on in the world of sports? What's going on in the NBA? What happened with the Pacers last night? I hear they eked out a win by 1 point. What is going on in the NBA, Mr. Josh?
Well, last night it was Pacers 94, Hornets 93. It's a great win for your Indiana Pacers over a team they've historically struggled against. As a Pacers fan, I'm excited. We're 13-14. We've had a couple of losing streaks, and we're still right around 500. Mike Dunleavy playing well. I still don't think we should re-sign him at the end of the year. For more on that, see my blog. Dallas 98-96, as you heard on the Daily Zap, the Heat's winning streak is over. The Spurs are 24-3. That's the third best start in NBA history. And a huge game tonight on NBA TV for those of you who have it. Dallas at the Magic at 7 p.m. Let's have a new look Magic look.
Oh, okay. All right. Sorry about that, Josh. And what's going on over there in the NCAA? I know that tonight Purdue and IPFW play, Indiana University, Purdue University at Fort Wayne. They play as the Big Ten season approaches. Jawan Johnson is really heating up, and Johnson is the 14th-ranked Boilermaker close to close out the early portion of their non-conference slate when they host IPFW tonight. So what's going on there? I hear they've lost Robbie Hummel to an injury. Purdue is 10-1 and has been an impressive in the non-conference play. But what really counts is when they're in the Big Ten. What's going on with Purdue? What do you think about the IPFW game and how you think they're going to fare in the Big Ten? And what about other men's basketball? And I know we want to give a quick shout out to the Lady Huskies. They win tonight, number 89. Great job to the Lady Huskies for accomplishing a feat that not even the men have been able to accomplish. So, Josh, give me your thoughts.
Well, first of all, the UConn Lady Huskies have a girl from Indianapolis, Indiana. I happen to know her family extremely well. Kelly Fair from Heritage Christian High School. So good luck to Kelly and the rest of the UConn Lady Huskies. Purdue is 10-1. They need a win tonight. We were at the Boilermaker Blockbuster on Saturday, and that Purdue team is going to struggle to finish in the top half of the Big Ten. They got no outside game at all. Juwan Johnson isn't going to be able to do it 18 times in the Big Ten. Duke last night beat Elon 98-72 to remain undefeated. Number 4, Connecticut beat Coppin State 76-64. UConn was supposed to be down this year. Syracuse knocked off Morgan State 97-55. Always nice that Jim Boeheim has a good team. Memphis knocked off Texas A&M Corpus Christi 68-63. Jacksonville upset Florida 71-68. Ohio State plays UNC Asheville tonight at 8:30. San Diego State, who's 7-0, 12-0, a very impressive team. More than likely this year's version of Butler, except San Diego State might actually be able to win it all. And they're also in the Las Vegas tournament that starts tomorrow. That IU plays San Fran tonight. Kansas State plays UNLV at 9 p.m. on ESPN2. And at 8:30 on the Big Ten, you can watch Ohio State versus UNC Asheville, as previously mentioned.
That's right. And I tell you, real quickly here, I want to talk a little bit about that Ohio State game. I tell you what, Ohio State has certainly proved himself to be a dominant team in the past in the Big Ten Conference. Doesn't look like this is going to be much of an exception to the year, and certainly I wouldn't expect them to have much of a problem against North Carolina. Asheville, the second-ranked Buckeyes, look for another convincing victory tonight when they host the overmatched Bulldogs, who have lost all 38 games against ranked opponents in the last 14 years. Of course, Ohio State beat up on the likes of IUPUI, Western Carolina, and Florida Gulf Coast to open up this month. Ohio State is 10-0. So what are your thoughts on the Buckeyes this year in the Big Ten? What's going to happen? Is Mr. Buford their guy? Is Diebler their guy? What's going on there in over there in Buckeye land?
The Buckeyes have the nation's best college basketball player, freshman Jared Solinger. Big Ten Network just to see him. He's like Greg Oden if Greg Oden could shoot.
Or stay uninjured. I know. I know there's some good NBA games coming up on Christmas Day. Always the Lakers and the Heat are playing. Of course, the Magic and the Celtics are playing. Those are some good games that are coming up on Saturday. Anything else going on in the NCAA? Well, I know we got some bowl games to talk about, and we'll break some of those down as we get closer to New Year's Day, the more bigger, important bowl games. But what are your thoughts on some of the bowl games today, Josh, and how can what to look for in the bowl games coming up here in the NCAA BCS bowl tournaments?
Well, tonight it's the BFO Brady St. Petersburg Bowl between the 8-4 Southern Miss Golden Eagles and the 6-6 Louisville Cardinals under the direction of Coach Charlie Strong. The guy, I wanted to get the guy's job, but we don't always get what we want. I look for Louisville to establish their running game. Southern Miss not to be able to do anything about it. I look for a pretty big win by Louisville. Also wanted to mention that IU has hired their two defensive coordinators. Yes, I know you're probably thinking two defensive coordinators, but hey, if it helps IU, I'm all for it. One of them is Doug Mallory, previously of Oklahoma State. The other is Mike Hetzel, previously of LSU. And Ball State hired Coach Lumbo from Elon University to be their new football coach.
Okay. All right, Josh, thanks for that. One, to wrap up a little bit of some NFL talk. Boy, the Bears came to town and just whopped some Viking booty, 40-14, put Mr. Brett Favre out with a concussion and clinched their division at the same time. I'm going to tell you, the Bears are for real this year. And I'm going to tell you, this is a team to look at to be playing in February. What are your thoughts on that game last night and Brett Favre being put out? Like we said right here on the wrap-up, Brett Favre just needs to stay on the pitch and go home and be in the broadcast booth. What do you think, Josh?
I'm a huge Brett Favre fan, as anybody who listens to the wrap-up or the balance knows. But hopefully he gets it now. Enough is enough. I don't want to remember, tell my kids someday about Brett Favre, the guy who needs a walker to get to the football field. The Bears, they're for real, but I still take a Philly in the NFC. I just don't know if the Bears will be able to stop Michael Vick in the playoffs. A couple weeks ago.
Okay, we'll certainly see what happens. Also, the Colts got another big game coming up this weekend, and they're going to have to win out to make sure that they clinch their division and find themselves a spot in the playoffs. Also, guys, make sure that you join us for a week after Saturday. We're working on some logistics right now. We might be bringing the balance to you a little bit earlier. We'll get that information back to you as the information comes handy. Also, you can check us out on the World Wide Web, www.thebalanceonline.com. All of our shows, The Balance ICU, and of course, all the wrap-ups are archived on there, and you can also find it on iTunes. On Twitter, you can search T-Balance. Send us an email at also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. All right, Josh, two-minute warning. Any final thoughts for us today?
Just tune in to watch the UConn Lady Huskies win 89 in a row. And as far as the Colts go, Austin Collie, I may be the only Colts fan not on ESPN who believes it. Perhaps it's time for you to consider the R word. That would be retirement. You need to think about life after football.
Well, here's the thing real quickly on that. Don't have a lot of time to break that down. Austin Collie has had kind of a rough season. I don't know that it's season ending. I think he can get past this situation. I think he's just having a rough spot right now. Too early to say throw in the towel. He's too young of a player. He's got too much talent. I don't think I'm going to have to agree to disagree with you on that one. It doesn't make sense for him to retire right now, but we can certainly get into that. And, guys, also make sure that you keep to all, up on all the latest headlines of sports, all around the sports, from NBA to NHL and everything in between, MLB, trade rumors and everything to go along with that right there on our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Also, you can find us on YouTube, and we have the link posted on the website. Josh's blog is posted. Josh, real quickly, what did you blog about? It is up on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Real quickly, what did you blog about?
The Indiana Pacers and the Orlando Magic trade. And tomorrow I have a blog coming out going further into why Austin Collie needs to retire.
All righty. Well, like I said, we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. Well, guys, that's going to do it. We've wrapped you up. You are up to date on the sports all the way around the world on sports. Make sure to check out our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. For myself and $2 Bill, Josh, we're out of here.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. Very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a gun. You thought I was gonna say son of a didn't you?
That's all, folks.